Welcome back to Dog Pound Report. Joining us is Rob Domowski from ESPN NFL Nation. Hey, thanks for coming on to speak with us, Rob.
Thanks for having me.
So we've got Tremont Williams coming to the Browns from the Packers. How big of a score is that for us here in Cleveland?
Well, I don't know if it's a huge score, but it's a big acquisition for them because he's a guy who is a dependable player. I mean, if you think about his career, since he first made the Packers roster in 2007 till last season, he played in 140 out of 141 games, only missing one game in his career. So this is a guy who the coaches can put out there knowing full well that he's going to be available game in, game out, down in, and down out. And really, he's a perfect cover guy, especially when you have a guy like Joe Hayden on the other side, because Tremont Williams has been a number one cover man his entire career. Now the chance to really be a number two guy where he doesn't have to cover the other team's top receiver on a down-in, down-out basis. It should benefit him and the team.
Does this fill the hole that Buster Skrine left after being picked up by the New York Jets?
See, I think it's a perfect opportunity for them to fill that loss because, again, it's a guy who played next to Joe Hayden, who's obviously one of the best in the business, and then you complement him with a guy who's got solid cover skills, underrated athletic ability, really. Tremont Williams, he can jump out of the gym, as they'd say in basketball. You know, so you throw a ball up in the air, and he's going to compete for it. I think they will not miss a beat going from Buster to Tremont.
Hey, Rob, you know, you talked about Joe Hayden there for a second. With Tremont having Pro Bowl on his resume and the Browns stacked with some kind of Pro Bowl talent, is it possible we could see the entire secondary voted to the Pro Bowl next season?
Well, I don't know if Tremont's Pro Bowl years are in front of him. His best season, 2010, had 9 interceptions, including playoffs. If he gets 9 interceptions this year, he'll definitely go to the Pro Bowl. But I'm not sure that he's quite at the Pro Bowl level that he used to be. The Browns, hey, if they end up winning 12 or 13 games, and it's because of their secondary, you'll see a lot of guys in the Pro Bowl. But they've got to get to that next level first. But Tremont Williams certainly is going to be one of those solid guys that can help those other three Pro Bowlers that they have back there.
So on the field, Tremont appears to have this great work ethic. How does he fare off the field and in the locker room with his teammates?
He's one of the best. If you ask anybody that has covered him in the media, anybody that's played with him as a teammate, anybody that's coached him, they'll tell you that Tremont Williams is a true pro, a great personality, but not an overwhelming personality, a guy who's going to come in, do his job, not complain. The media will like him because he gives incredibly thoughtful answers. The fans will like him because he respects the game. And the coaches like him because he keeps his head down and does his job. And he brings that instant credibility. He's got a Super Bowl ring. He was a big part of the Super Bowl 45 team here in 2010. Had interceptions in the playoff games, game-clinching interceptions. And that just brings an instant credibility. When other players see the success that you've had in your career and with other teams, they respect that. And that's something that Tremont brings to the table.
Now, how does that Packer defense, which I was a part of there in Green Bay, differ from the Cleveland Brown defense?
Well, what the Packers do in their 3-4 defense, Dom Capers, he asks those cornerbacks to be out on an island an awful lot. He likes to blitz, probably more so than most teams do, probably more so than the Browns do. So it puts a lot of stress on those corners. A lot of times they're in one-on-one coverage. They blitz from the safety position. They blitz from the linebacker position, which leaves those guys on their own, but this is a guy who can handle it. He's shown over the years that he can handle it, and I think he'll, even though he's played in basically the same defensive system for a long time, I think he'll be able to adapt to whatever the Browns want him to do.
Rob, what is on the Packers' radar in the upcoming owners' meetings in Arizona?
Well, their president, Mark Murphy, is one of the guys on the competition committee. That's the group that puts together those rules proposals. So they have a big influence in that. They may not necessarily have proposed any of these rules changes, but their president certainly has their best interest in mind when they're sitting at the table and talking over these proposals. As we all know, it takes 24 of the 32 teams to approve any rules changes, but they're definitely involved in the process by having a seat at the competition committee table.
Tell me a little bit more about what you have coming up this week on ESPN.com.
Well, we'll have full coverage of the owners' meetings from the Packers' perspective on ESPN.com. And also, you know, we have 32 reporters covering the 32 teams for ESPN.com's NFL Nation. So we'll have all the news coming out of Phoenix at the owners' meetings.
Rob, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today.
And we've got more Dog Pound Report straight ahead. Coming up next, we delve into the Browns' star recruit, Randy Starks, and how the rest of the AFC is faring in free agency.